What's good with y'all, man? It's another week, another day. I mean, how y'all been doing, man? We got through a motherfucking storm. That motherfucking snowstorm that came across the city. You know what I mean? I don't know if y'all made it out without no accidents. Hopefully y'all did. I know I did. Oh, yeah. Over the course of the day, they said they got like 32. I'm like 32 in Texas. They was like, yeah, Texas, bro. So, like at first, I ain't like paying no attention to it, and I was just like, what's like? What? I mean, because I had people on the IG, they were saying like people got over Texas, making it crazy. Donuts in the middle of downtown. They was sledding on the parking lots downtown. People was like getting their sleds out and shit. So I ain't think nothing of it. I think that they had like some like snow. And they was saying like, I'm tired of that shit. Like, the cold, man, it's time for you to go.
It's for the birds.
Like, it's for the birds, bro. I need that warm air. I need that sun to come out, bro. Like, on a consistent basis, this shit right here, man, I can't fuck with it. Like, nah. Oh,
you missed the live game, bro.
What?
The Pelicans. Lost. That game was live. You know
that? Oh,
they,
yeah.
They ended up going to overtime. Tatum hit a three to close out the, or to tie the game up, sending the OT.
Oh, that's
another. But the Pelicans came back, though. How much was they losing by?
Yo, why?
Oh, it's out.
No, I'm saying you hit me.
Oh.
But what you say they did? What? That wire good. Oh, okay.
Nah, the Pelicans came back. They came all the way back.
Tab D back down the ones and twos, y'all. You know what I mean? I got the janky wire, so I gotta watch my wire shit. So y'all be hearing all that shit. But another thing that happened this week, your boy AD fought, right?
Oh yeah.
You watched that fight last night?
I didn't get to see it.
I
wanted to check it out.
It was a cool fight. I mean, what I noticed about AB fights, you can't listen to the announcers while you watch this fight.
Bruh,
you can't listen to the announcers while you watch this fight, bruh.
Bruh, look.
They be hating on AB so bad,
I want to get on the mic, bruh.
They be hating on you so bad, bro, on the mic, bruh. Like,
bruh,
the second half of the fight, bro, you was fight, easily
you
winning.
AB was like
losing or something. Yeah, you see, AB face was demolished. Like, his shit was poked up.
Face and everything.
Yeah, poked up and everything.
But I kept saying that it was a close fight, though. They said that
it was a good fight. It wasn't like
it started slow.
Yeah,
it just started slow.
You know how AB.
Yeah, he had a slow start, but by 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, it was. Putt season, you know what I mean? Pick a shot, you know what I mean? Like, he was just... hold on. It was the... He still ain't letting his hands go, though.
Bro, look, though.
That's always...
But how they be talking about him was crazy. I'm not even, like, an AB fan.
Right.
But when I was listening to what they say, I'm like, bro, they is biased.
Like,
bro,
super.
They was like... It was like round 6-7, but he still hasn't thrown his
feet. He got to change that narrative about himself, though, because you know he created that.
They
had a box on there. He was saying the same thing. Like, he was like, he gotta make us see the change.
Yeah,
like,
he gotta change the name.
Like, he gotta change it on his own by his actions.
But that's if he wanted. I mean, some people thrive in that victim. Now, you know what I mean?
I think he do.
Playing a villain.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, he was solid to me.
I think he just grew up. Like, I hate how...
I hate how
people... Like, certain, when it comes to certain boxers, if they like being technical in the ring, they give them that. They like, the commentators wasn't giving that to AB. Like, granted, he could throw more punches, right, but you know, when a person trying to be technical when they trying
boxing, he was
break down
their
opponent.
He was breaking
because
them down
after the seventh round, it was over.
It was over.
It was all AB because
he had like that sixth and seventh round. It was like he woke up. And then, like, I had went to the kitchen for a second, like, and at the end of the round, you could just hear AB, yeah. I'm like, oh, he woke up. Like, you know what I mean? He got the grease popping now, you know what I mean? He warm in that bitch, like. And I started watching the rest of the fight, and as I seen the rest of the fight, it was like, he was just picking his shots. Dude was head hunting, you know what I mean? And just boom, he was popping them, boom, boom. His jab was sweet last night. Like, his jab was looking real, real nice. Like, especially in the second half of the fight. Like, in the first half of the fight, he was just kind of, you could see he was trying to gauge it, see where he at, line him up, you know what I mean? See the distance. And then it was kind of, it was off a little bit. He was kind of head hunting. But then second fight, it was like, dude, fatigue kind of went down. You could see his punches just coming, and AB was just reading that shit. Popping them.
I get to see it. I'm going to check it out, though.
So, it was a cool fight. Man, shout out to AB for getting that dub. Man, you know what I mean? We want you back to city, you know what I mean?
Bro,
we be riding for you. I don't know. It's a lot of people that be hating and shit like that, but I was just telling my shirt, like, bro, I still ride for AB. Like, I like that nigga. Like, the personality and all, you know, the ups and downs and all, like, I fuck with him, you know what I mean? I don't know why, I just fuck with him. I like that nigga. So, you know what I mean? Shout out to you, bro. You know what I mean? Did your thing. That's what's up, you know what I mean? You put on a little show, man. We appreciate that shit. You know what I mean? You be riding for the city, like, you really do. You know what I mean? You got, like, you the person that's out there in the open like that. So when you doing your thing, you know what I mean, the city, like, we, you know what I mean, support you. I know I support you, so do your thing, bro. But it's Basketball Jones, man. We back to it. What else you do for this week, bro? You do anything else this week, bro? What did you do this week, Tash?
Man, what did I do this week?
It was a slow week for Riverside.
It was snow, trying to avoid the snow.
That snow, bro, was just crazy. Like I said, man, y'all can check me on King C's game, and I was in the motherfucking game. Duty ended up. Yeah, I mean, with the people. Duty ended up. Like, you know what I mean? It's just what it is. So y'all check that shit out. But it's Basketball Jones. We are episode 58. We ball forever. Ball is life, you know what I mean? So it is what it is. We got a lot of topics this week because there's a lot of shit going on in the league. You know what I mean? A lot of stuff that's going on. People not being able to play. People getting hurt. The standings is fluctuating. So we're going to get into it. First topic we got, let's talk about it. The Lakers. You know what I mean? We got to talk about the Lakers. We got to talk about Bron. AD went down with an Achilles tendonitis injury and a sore calf strain. Yeah, sore calf strain, Achilles tendonitis injury. They won the game that he went out, but they lost the next couple of games. Caruso had a game winner shot to hit last night, missed it. You know, it happens, bro. You know what I mean? Don't worry about it.
He just signed a shoe deal too, bro. Caruso, bro.
Oh, did he?
With NT or NT or something like that? Like,
man,
shout out to you, bro. He got that. Caruso got a shoe deal. LeBron gotta hold some weight, man. What you think about LeBron holding his weight? What you think he gonna do?
Beast. Let's see. LeBron. To be honest with you, I don't think they should sweat, man.
I don't think they should sweat.
I don't think they should change how they approach him. I don't even think that he would try to exert himself anymore. I think he's going to continue to do what he's going to do. Even without AD, what's going to happen? Let's just be honest. What's going to happen? even if they lose a couple games, it ain't gonna determine or dictate, you know. Yeah, it ain't gonna dictate. They they play off one. So it's like, yeah, if he wanted to, you know what I'm saying? If he wanted to,
I mean, he been putting up 30 balls.
I wouldn't deny. I wouldn't question.
They almost had a triple double last night. 19-9-9.
And they lost.
Yeah, lost the game.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't question. I wouldn't question if he could. If he could handle it.
Yeah. Well, you know, Brian can handle that shit.
But it's if he wants to.
With the last year in Cleveland. Just,
yeah. If he want to, yeah. Like,
he carried them niggas like Iverson back in the day in 01.
I don't really think it's worth really putting that much energy into figuring out whether or not you want to, you know, stay, you know, fluctuating in the top three.
Yeah.
Or, like, do it matter? That's, I don't think it matters. If they drop down to the fourth seed when it come playoff time and AD back, is it going to really matter?
I mean, for... I don't want to play the Suns, bro. First round.
Suns can't play them.
Over 7 games, nah, but I still don't want to play them. You know what I mean? I don't want to play a team like the Suns, and I don't want to play a team like the Mavericks. Even though I know 7 games, they ain't going to do shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? I know they're probably going to go to 6 games or whatever. But the thing is, it's going to be hard 6 games. So it ain't going to be no easy cakewalk for the first round or two. You know what I mean? So by the time you get to the finals, the motherfuckers might be beat up. So they got to have an easy first round. They got to be at least 1 or 2 at the end of the day to me. I know it don't matter, but it's still, they need to do 1 or 2.
I just don't think the competition close, man.
On the West.
Yeah, like, it's over. I mean, just think about it. We already know, like, in the playoffs and, you know what I mean, in the playoffs and in the finals, what it really comes down to is which superstars are better. I mean, you got LeBron,
and
bro.
AD. I mean, that's two top five.
One thing that I know about LeBron is how, like, you never want to bet against him.
Hell nah. He's like Tom Brady out that bitch.
So I'm not betting against him, and I'm not gonna doubt that, you know what I'm saying, come that moment, if he gonna get to the, you know what I'm saying, if he gonna get there. Like, who gonna stop the Lakers from getting to the finals in the West? The only team I could really see, honestly, is the Clippers. But I still don't think they got
enough.
You know what I'm saying? I just don't know. I'm gonna have to see come playoff time what they really about. Like, you know what I mean? But
what you think they've been doing so far? Like, they've been
playing good.
They've been smooth and controlled real good.
Honestly, I think they were kind of going under the radar, to be honest with you.
Yeah, like ain't nobody.
Everybody
about them.
Because everybody fell off on them because of what happened in the bubble. So it's like people don't really, you know, come play out. People looking like, okay, what they gonna do in the playoff? That's a big question with them.
Yeah.
Like, you know, is they gonna really hold it down come playoff time? And it's like, yeah. That's a question. Don't nobody really know.
I mean, they blew that fucking lead, bro. You cannot, like, we hop on this shit all the time, but still, bro, that's like, they was talking so much shit all year, bro. And just to drop the ball like that, that's crazy as hell, bro.
But to be honest with you, let's be honest. We the ones that put ourselves under that as fans. Because we automatically gave them that thing. Like, so the moment that team got formed, what did we all say? The media, the fans, we all like, oh, they the team that, you know, they was favored. And they was favored, you know what I mean? Even over the Lakers, they was favored. But if we was really paying attention to what was transpiring through the course of the year, they didn't have that much time to play together. We just didn't read the signs.
Yeah.
And then come to the bubble, they didn't want to even be there to begin with. So it's like, you know, they really didn't have that much to really bank on. So come this year, on top of, they just really motivated. But they going under the radar, which is a bad thing for the rest of the league, because y'all are really not really paying them attention.
I'm paying attention because I've been seeing them getting
that dubs. Team, really, to be honest with you, they is really good. Even last year, they was really good. Yeah. Just think about how far they made it without the chemistry even being there. Now you fix the chemistry problem and they really playing and you really seeing what they're doing, but it's going under the radar. So come playoff time, they're going to sneak up on a lot of people. I'm just hoping they don't sneak up on the Lakers. You know what I mean? Because ain't nobody taking them serious. But they should be taken serious. Like,
yeah, they got to be taken serious, bro.
You know what I mean? They really should be taken serious.
They number two in the West right now.
But, you know, we'll see. Because like I said, I'm still questioning what they going to do in the playoffs. Like, you know what I mean? And that's really the big question with them.
As long as nobody get hurt, they're going to be a problem. But if somebody get hurt, then you can forget about it. If one of their stars get hurt, it's a wrap.
Yes.
It's a world. It's slow like a turtle. You know what I mean? Slow like a turtle. Walk that motherfucker across the screen.
Who playing like right now? Somebody playing, ain't they? Who playing?
Oh, no. It got to be somebody.
I know Brooklyn's playing.
Jazz is in first place in the West, too. So we're going to talk about it as well.
They another team, though. I wouldn't take them lightly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You can't take them lightly. I don't want to play them either.
Yeah, I wouldn't take them lightly either. Because they, to be honest with you, the Jazz, they probably, the Jazz probably playing the best all-around ball in the league. Offense and defense.
Oh, my nigga, they move that ball like a motherfucker.
Yeah, like they really
bruh.
Play.
Hey, I was really watching play, the Jazz like. Play. Everybody drop about 16 to 20 points on their squad, bro. Like, it's no, unless you, you know, your boy, Spider. But besides Spider, it's 15, 12, 13, 15. You know what I mean? And he get his 28, 25. Like, they move the ball
and they
like a college team. Like, they be moving that shit. Yeah, they play together. Like, they really got some chemistry, like some nasty chemistry. That's why they first in the West right now.
I was about to say that. Like, they ain't another team that's, you know what I mean? It's like, they going under the radar. Like, think about it. They've been together. They probably one of the few teams that actually had their full team intact for the last two,
couple
3 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So what we seeing is not really, it's not a fluke. It's just they've been together. They figuring, they've been together for so long that they really, yeah, they just in that mood. Like, yeah, they in sync.
Like a bitch right now. Like,
I wouldn't skip past them either. I really wouldn't.
It's going to be
if
tough.
If you're playing against them, you should take them serious. Like,
okay, then what, Brooklyn and Clippers playing right now? Okay, then. Speaking of that, let's go ahead and segue into that.
Oh, did Paul George come back yet?
I think so. I seen some highlights on him not too long ago. Brooklyn.
Okay, PG.
We're going to talk about Brooklyn. They done climbed up the charts on the east side. So now, they looking at what? They are...
Oh, George.
They number two in the east now. Bucks number three in the east now. So, the Nets, you know, lacking defense and all... With the offense and they three stars, they done climbed all the way up to number two in the East right now.
Brooklyn?
Now, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You just showed me.
No,
the
they
stat.
Three.
Yeah. Are they three? Oh.
I don't know. They is two.
I thought they was two.
They is two.
So, yeah, they just switched it up.
Dang.
So now it's 76ers, Nets, Bucks in the East. The East is more convoluted and more competition to me as far as the talent levels. It's up in the air, you know what I mean? Besides the Nets, you know what I mean? But everybody else. But I think Sixers could be a problem for the Nets if the Nets don't get no center.
Because
Embiid gonna eat he gonna eat them up, bro.
But think about it, though. Embiid kind of play, he don't play up under the rim as much.
He ain't playing away from the rim as much. Yeah, if you watch him, he ain't shooting as much no more.
He is up under the rim.
Y'all got this man at the free throw line. And make your choice.
He still play a little bit too much. Like, if he really doing
it. He still taking
it. Yeah.
But I've been watching him, bro. He get the ball. They set up a play. It's like they run this shit over and over. He get the ball at the free throw line. Do what you want to do.
Honestly, I'm sorry. I'm not trusting the Sixers. It's the Ben Simmons start shooting. Like, straight up. Like, nah, because.
Ben just had a 40, what, 42-point game?
He's still ain't shooting. And we gotta think, man, that's okay. Give me that 40. I'll let you get 40. One game, two
Mike
games.
Mike said the Sixers a problem for the league.
Mike said the Sixers a problem for the league.
I am J5.
I feel it.
That's Joy.
I mean, I feel it. They is a problem. That's I've been watching them, brother. Six, if they keep him B on the level that he played, and like I said, fuck Ben Simmons shooting. Ben, just play your game. Just do what you do.
And yeah, he can play his game, but the thing is, we got to keep in mind, we talking about a seven-game series.
Okay, I get you.
It's so easy for me to zone in on the team when you're the point guard and you don't take shots. Like, there's two things that you're going to want your point guard to do.
Yeah.
And that's to be a good three-point shooter, because you're gonna have to be able to spread the floor. If I can knock threes down and you got to respect me shooting threes, what that's going to do is, if I got good ball handling, which as a point guard you should, if I could penetrate That's easy kicks.
Easy kicks.
As a point guard, you want that.
Man, I was just.
But if I can sit back, man, if I can sit back and I can tell my team, oh, don't worry about him shooting. Pay attention to him 15 feet in. Yeah. If I could tell you that in a 7-game series, at some point, I'm a catch you. Yeah. I'm going to get you just because of that. He had to, something. They got to find some way to. Now, I ain't saying that he had to start shooting, but if he ain't going to shoot, you got to put the ball in somebody's hands that could be able to open the floor. But what I can say about the Sixers is they do have shooters now.
They got Curry.
They ain't had shooters last year. So that's going to be something to look out for.
I say, and if that's the case, then you put the ball in Seth's hand.
At the end of the game, it'll work.
You put the ball in Seth's hand.
That'll work.
That'll work. You let him, you know what I mean, do what he do. Or you can still put it in Ben's hand, but he's going to have the shooters out there.
Yeah, like he, what?
He's going to be the penetration in the ditch.
Yeah, yeah. Because like he can penetrate.
Yeah, he's going to have to be the penetrator in the ditch.
I don't know. I'm going to have to see that. Because I did forget that they do have, like,
shooters now. They got
shooters. I did forget that. They didn't have that the past.
And that, and I heard him a lot. You see, it's helping. Shit helping now.
I got to take
that. Had a one game where this boy almost, I don't think he missed a shot that game. He was like 8-8, 10-10, some shit like that.
I'm going to have to see that. I ain't going to
He's making a difference over there for sure. That's a perfect fit for him, bro.
You do got to respect him.
Like, that's a perfect fit for him. The Sixers was a perfect fit for Seth. They needed that shit bad. Super bad.
Who else they pick up?
They got another shooter. I can't remember who it is.
Tobias Harris playing good.
Oh, yeah. I've been playing. Noticing that. He's been playing a lot. He's been playing like the Clipper, Tobias Harris. Yeah.
And he got Doc.
It's Doc. You know what I mean? Doc was like, I know what you can do. You know what I mean? Go ahead and put him back in the lineup and do what he does. So, yeah, Tobias, man, he's been playing. Basically, putting up the numbers that he need to put up for that contract that he got. Shit, that boy got paid like a superstar.
Hey.
He got paid. Hey. Bro, when I seen that, I was like, what? Tobias Harris? He got a max, bro.
Let's switch up the tempo.
That's crazy.
Let's go back to Brooklyn.
Okay, yeah. What you saying?
Do you think, this is a question. I saw it on...
We're watching the Brooklyn game right now.
I don't know if it was First Take or if it was, I don't know what it was. But it was... Hey, I don't know if it was Undisputed or First Take, but they asked the question of which squad was better because of what LeBron said, the Golden State Big Three with Kevin Durant.
What you think? It's easily Golden State.
I think so too.
It's easily Golden State.
So I can't really say too much about
they trio is so deadly. Like, what are you saying? You got somebody that dribbled the ball 3 times in a game, 4 times in a game, and dropped 47? Like,
what I can say.
Then you got Steph, greatest shooter in NBA history.
Yes.
And then you got KD, a walking bucket in his sleep, 30. You can get your 30 in his sleep.
Look at that
about the screen. Oh, they a little antsy today. They feeling the energy today. But, I mean, you got KD, Curry, and Klay, bro. Like, along with Draymond being a playmaker that he is, you really had a quadruple for real. You got a four-headed monster for real. When you think, like, you can't count Draymond out, even though he ain't dropping all them buckets. He know what to do in the scheme of their game plan to get everybody else their point. You could say he get points off the screens that he work. You know what I mean? He set for Steph like that. Them threes be his threes for real. Like, you know what I mean? Because he know what he doing with Steph. Like, he know that vibe. I'm a pick, set the screen, boom. You know what I mean? It ain't about me. I know I got the best shooter in the league. I'm going to set him up every time I can possibly get. So that three-headed monster was just, it's way better than
I'm going to say they just fit it better. It was like they didn't have to force themselves to fit together. Nah. It was just a natural fit.
Everybody did.
Everything was just.
KD, your go-to guy. Comment. Give you anything that you want. What's the comment? What you got?
We got IMJ5. The difference is Warriors don't need ISO basketball to be great. And they play D.
Yeah.
They play D.
They play D too on top of that. Yeah.
Because
Nets don't play no defense, boy. Like we saying, everybody getting 120 on them.
Like how they were saying on Undisputed. On Undisputed, they was like, they Skip and Shannon, they both agreed to the Nets, but they was looking at them individually. Now, if we looking at them individually, of course, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, of course, you got Steph. I mean, you got Kyrie, James Harden, and Kevin Durant. Of course, individually, it ain't no question.
Yeah.
That ain't no question. It ain't a better trio.
Yeah.
But when we talk about a team, though, And if and I know that's how LeBron looking at it. Like, I'm going up against this team,
Kawhi.
Right?
I see you, Kawhi.
So if I'm going up against this team, and I'm pretty sure that this is how LeBron looking at it. If I'm going up against this team, Golden State will be a more harder opponent because of, you know what I mean? Like, it's just a team. Like, you know what I mean? They play defense. We got to keep in mind, they made it to the finals 5 straight years. And in each of those years, they was in the top 5 defensively.
Half as a team. Like, you know what I'm saying?
They was in the top 5 defensively.
That's what's up. Appreciate y'all checking in, man. That's what's up. Comment, man. Y'all can tell. Y'all can talk about what y'all want to talk about. We're going to put y'all comments in the show.
So check this out, though.
Speak on what y'all going to speak on. Say how y'all feel. Speak how y'all feel.
Brooklyn, though, they is dead.
Oh, nigga.
As long as, look.
They stupid dead.
They is dead, man. Because if you can't score 115,
it's a wrap.
It's over for you.
You can forget about
it. They gonna get that in their sleep. Yeah. They gonna get that.
You gonna forget about it. That's why it's like, I understand that they don't really need the defense, but they do need the defense when it comes to playoffs, because it's going the court gonna shrink. You ain't gonna be too much all that shit that's going on. So they teams gonna be able to run better defensive schemes on them once they be able to lock into them for a 7-game series. But at the same time, that is the end all be all. If you can't score over 100 points in a game, you can might as well forget it.
It's over. You know what I mean? They scoring. They gonna
that
score.
Shit. You
they
don't
never have a problem with that. Man, think about this, though. They got like 4 to 5 players that shooting over 40% from three.
Like I said, you can forget about that shit. Jeez. If you ain't shooting up, if you ain't scoring over 100 points in a game, you can forget about the Brooklyn game. You can might as well just wrap that shit up.
You know how hard it
chalk
is
it up for another day.
To shoot 40% from the three. They got 4 to 5 players that shooting 40%. From the three, bro. That is crazy.
Kyrie. Oh, them purple boys is nasty. You see them purple boys he got on his feet?
Yeah, man, shit.
Them stupid. Hey, you know who been playing solid this year? Like, he been playing really solid this year. And he's been effective this year. Kyrie.
Yeah, he has.
Like, this is the first year I can see that he has been efficient.
Efficient.
Like, really, really efficient.
Shooting over 50. 51%?
Yeah, he's shooting over 50. Mm-hmm. His free throws is where they need to be. Like, he might be in the 50-40-90 club. Might, possibly. I don't know.
I'm going to keep it 100, man, because this been a conversation I've been seeing too, man, as far as, like, the most skilled player. Kyrie Irving, bro, low-key, he might be the most skilled player I ever seen.
That you ever seen?
I ever seen, like, for real. Like, Kobe Bryant, that's who I had as the most skilled.
That's what I was about to say.
I had Kobe Bryant.
I was about to
Bryant,
say Kobe. Skill-wise, I got to probably give him. Kobe.
But I'm going to keep it real. Like, let's be honest. Kyrie Irving is 6'3". Kobe Bryant was 6'6". True. It's easier for him to get a shot.
I don't even think
Kyrie's 6'3",
for real.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? She might be 6'2".
We got a question in the audience.
What's the question?
Buka TV.
Buka TV. Buka TV on your TV.
Man,
hey,
Buka
TV on your TV.
He about to say some trolling stuff.
All right, nah. He said, where y'all think Blake Griffin going?
We gonna get to that. Hold that thought. Ooh. We gonna get to that. That's on the motherfucking list. It's about a couple years. We almost done with Brooklyn. We gonna get to that in a second.
Nah, but think about it though, Kyrie Irving. Let's get back on Irving.
Yeah.
Skill-wise. They do almost about everything. We could, even if we say, okay, they do everything equivalent. Shoot off the dribble, shoot from the three, all of that, right?
Right.
When we talk about skills, we got to keep in mind ball handling, finishing at the rim. Kyrie Irving, actually, I never seen nobody finish at the rim like him. This is me being honest.
I give you that.
Ball handling. His
this
ball
nigga
handling
finishing
skills.
At the rim is
he
fucking,
probably the best ball handler out of
his jelly is
saw,
crazy.
Like, you know what I'm saying? In history.
His jelly is
so
like
he got those
crazy.
Over, he got those over the over Kobe.
Yeah, he got
his
layup
shoot off
packages.
The dribble, bro. His shoot off the dribble is off the chain. His shooting off the dribble, bro. He cold.
What y'all got? We got.
Hey, I don't know if they feeling
these.
I don't know.
What they saying?
Y'all ain't feeling that. Y'all don't think Kyrie the most skilled player in the league? Like, just skill wise. A jump shot, handling, finishing at the rim.
Common, they got
Kobe up there.
Nah,
see?
I mean, I said it's the comment. But just keep going.
I ain't arguing with that. You know what I mean? Yeah. If you got Kobe, geez. That's what I have.
That's how I had it. Yeah, if you don't, but, if you ain't got Kyrie, you gotta give it to Kobe. Because Kobe, skill wise, he worked on that shit so crazy. Like,
now we gotta think though.
His skill on another level, bro. His skill was literally to a plateau.
Don't confuse the skill with
talent or your given ability.
I mean, all of that. Don't confuse that. Don't confuse that because don't confuse that with how a person use their talent. You know what I'm saying?
Or skill set athleticism.
What they give.
That's different. That's different from like say if I use LeBron for example. I could say, you know what I mean, a ton of people. I could probably be like, okay, they got more. You could find people that got more skill than LeBron. But is they better winners than him?
30 minutes.
Damn. You know what I mean? Is they going to get the job done? That's a whole different thing. Can they use what they have to actually impact the game more? Nobody's impacting the game more than LeBron is, although he may not have he may not shoot off the dribble better than these players. Like, so it's different. I don't want people to compute.
Over LeBron?
No, skill-wise.
Skill-wise?
KD. KD up there.
He up there.
Yeah, he up there.
Hell yeah. KD up there.
But got better ball handling skills than Kyrie.
He ain't got better ball handling skills than Kyrie.
It's a difference. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't even think he shoot better off the dribble than Kyrie.
You don't think so?
Nah, he don't even shoot better off the dribble than Kobe. Like, nah, he don't.
Nah, because he got a set shot too. And he get a lot of shots from his set shot.
He can do it. Don't get me wrong.
He can do it, though.
Like, his mid-range, all that, that's cold. It's but deadly still, though. We talking about
it. It's still deadly. You know what I mean? It's still deadly, but you comparing it to like a Kobe. And then Kyrie, like he
could do everything.
Nasty,
you know?
Bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like, KD could do it. He up there, bro. He up there because he could do everything. He could shoot from the three, he could pull up on you, you know what I mean? He could do whatever.
All right. But you know, that was Brooklyn. What you think? You agree with them? You said Golden State victory over Brooklyn victory, right?
Yeah. Hey, as a team, it's
Golden State 3 over Brooklyn 3, y'all. It's what it is, man. Y'all gotta think about that. It's championships. They ain't won nothing yet, so you don't even know what they plateau
is.
See what they do. We can't pull the Clippers type of shit like we did last year with the Brooklyn Nets. Like, we gotta really see what they gonna do, man. If they gonna do something. If they make noise like that in the playoffs and they get to the chip and they might fucking win that shit, then hey, you might have to say that shit eventually, but they got to win something first. Until they win something, I can't put them over Golden State yet.
Yeah, because what we do know is Golden State went to the final 5 years straight.
5 years, and they got
That's what we do know. And each year, and when KD was there, they went, of course, they went every year with it.
Right.
So it's like, you know, we know that worked. You know what I mean? Like had they not got hurt, they probably would have three-peated. We like know that. You know what I'm saying? We know that would have happened.
I see you, Harden. So, mixed mode. Oh, you know what? Speaking of LeBron, what you said about LeBron, right?
Man, LeBron.
Snoop said something to me, bro. He was like, you know what? Because we was talking about LeBron and Michael Jordan comparison, right?
Yeah.
And he said this. Like he was like, look, Kobe and Jordan needed assistance. But LeBron is the system. I was like, damn, bruh. LeBron needed this. He needed a Miami system.
I wouldn't say that they needed a system.
But he still became the system for them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he still became the system.
I wouldn't say because he's great. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so we gotta keep in mind. When it comes to that comment.
What y'all think about that?
When it comes to that comment, we gotta keep in mind that. Okay, look, I say this all the time. If you a basketball head, you know this. Like how they try to say Kobe or Jordan can't pass like LeBron. Hold on. I have to pause people on that because it's like, yo, just because they weren't asked for it and their team didn't, that wasn't what they was doing,
right.
That don't mean they can't do it. Now, we got examples at moments where they had to. For example, when... who was the coach? Who coached Jordan before? What's his name? Before Phil got there. Who was the dude's name?
He was cool. He was cool as fuck. Cool, he ended up going to the Wizards and coaching the Wizards. Doug Collins.
When Doug Collins was their coach, right? The Bulls coach, right? And he was just letting Kobe do, I mean, just letting Jordan do what he do.
Word.
It was an extent when, I can't remember if it was before that foot injury or if it was after. But he had a stint where at close to the end of the game, it was like, you know, it was a wash season. So at the end of the season, it was like Jordan took over the point guard position. You know, in them last games, what he did?
Almost triple double.
Same thing James Harden was doing. You know what I mean? Average triple double. Kobe Bryant, the same thing. When Dan Antoni was the coach, they moved him up to point guard.
Yeah.
You know how many 11 assists games? You know what I mean? So it ain't that they can't do it. It's just what was their way of winning. You know what I mean?
They adjusted their way of winning. They adapted. And that's why they became. That's why they.
Yeah. It's just. They can do it if they wanted to. They great player. I wouldn't doubt that any of them. If you're a great player, you're a great player. You can do whatever you do. We got to think. These guys are. They students of the game. LeBron, Jordan, Kobe. They smart as heck on the court. They know what to do. Like, they know. But since their mentality is different. That's what it is. It's just their mentality is different.
Yeah.
So, if I'm coaching LeBron, of course, you're going to have a ball in your hand. You're the best decision maker in the world. So, yeah, you're going to become a system. But as somebody like a Jordan and Kobe, they score. They just pure scorers. Pure scorers. Like, you know what I mean? And plus, they cutthroat. So, not only are they pure scorers, they cutthroat. So, their mentality is like, you know what I mean?
Give don't
me
let them see blood. Yeah.
They don't have it's a facilitator over. Mindset like... LeBron, nah. Dude, easy. He just naturally.
This ball going into the rim right now. Fuck what you talking about. 60. Yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
This shit going down.
It's just a difference. Like, so they can do that if they wanted to. It's just what they choose to do.
What they say.
What did they choose to do?
He talking about the comment. He's saying he's speaking like Jordan R. Kobe.
Bro, put one of them on. We could link one of them on.
Yeah, y'all can jump in.
Put one of them on.
Going into it, some more shit on the East, man, before y'all go, you know what I mean, go off. What you been thinking about Charlotte, man? I've been liking Charlotte, bro. They've been balling.
Is they in the playoffs? They seven. Right now, right?
They've been balling, bro. What you thinking about them, man?
LaMelo make a difference.
They are exciting to watch, bro.
I
love watching them play ball, bro. Like, Charlotte be moving.
I don't think so.
Nah, it won't.
They ain't gonna stop it.
You can just, they have to request it or you have to request it.
Yeah. But,
and just ask, which one of y'all wanna hop on?
Well, we wanna jump in, just jump in, you know what I mean?
Just send a
request.
Or something.
Send a request.
Say, wait, say me or something.
We're gonna let a fan hop on.
But yeah, Terry Rozier hit a game winner. I've been liking Terry Rozier play. He been playing phenomenal, bro.
He's been doing real nice.
I like how Charlotte went ahead and made that change to make Melo start. That shit is benefiting them. You think they gonna make the playoffs this year?
If they do, it'd be nice. But we got teams that ain't in the playoffs that I feel like gonna make a push, like Miami.
We got
it.
What's good?
J. Rose.
Okay. Then.
What's happening?
What? Don't sound right on the mic.
What's great?
What y'all talking about, man?
We talk about whatever you want to talk about.
What you want? What you digging in the
what
NBA?
What you done heard that got you?
All I was saying is super speaking facts, man. On the
Bron shit.
Yeah, he is. He most definitely is.
I think it's all millionaire because with Jordan, I don't think Jordan could ever win without Phil. Because I felt like it was proven when Phil Jackson retired the first time.
You're part of this show.
And then he came back. He came back and then they won.
Went to the finals three.
You're right. Like I said, bro, that shit hit me. I was just like, damn, bro, that is some like simple ass shit, but it's so factual. You know what I mean? Right, it hit.
Big facts.
You feel it.
Thanks for joining the show.
Hey, appreciate it, man.
Hold on. What else?
I got something else, man.
What else you say?
As far as what?
What you feel about Brooklyn?
I know your squad. I know your squad.
Who your squad? Who your squad? That's the question you want to ask. Who your squad?
The Lakers. He's LeBron.
Okay,
head.
Yeah. Okay, then we straight then.
So what you feel? You feel threatened?
But I mean, they deadly, but I don't think they're better than the Sixers, man.
You don't think so?
You know why? Because, nah, man, all these players playing, like, it's like the system. I'm going to say it's just like the Utah Jazz. I don't think the Lakers, I mean, I don't think Nets is better than the Utah Jazz. I don't think they're better than the Sixers. And with a healthy Lakers, they ain't better than the Lakers.
Do you think you think it's because of the defense?
But hold on, they have problems offensively. But when the court shrink, like your cousin said, you play your box one defense, it's what else can you bring to the table?
Yeah.
Can you stop the other team from scoring? Because right now it's ISO game. I'm watching the game right now.
Yeah, we watching it too. It's ISO game heaven right now.
They killing.
And we know
that don't
work in a playoff.
Yeah,
we already know it don't work in a playoff. That's why I said I gotta see them, like, cause.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, it's gonna be
I
want to definitely see them play Lakers. You know what I mean?
Hey, and if he beat them, what can you say? What else more do this man gotta say? You know what I mean?
I just trust LeBron's judgment. He know what he see.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Cause he's smart. He got the smartest IQ in history. I don't think there's no question about that. He's just the smartest player that I know played the game. So I know he studied film. I know he know what he's seeing.
Mm-hmm.
So he know what he's going to attack. By him saying that, you know what I mean, Golden State was more of a threat, he know where he coming from. He played him. Like, you know what I'm saying? He know what he's seeing.
Like, he know what's up. Like, you can, anybody that know basketball, you can't. Not.
I'm going to tell you straight up, bro. I said this the last episode. DeAndre Jordan. He got the goal, bro. He got the goal. I be watching him play, like, he just be letting people run past him. Like, I be like, oh, he ain't got no effort.
All right.
He ain't got no effort. Done.
All right, bro. We going to go on to the next one, bro. I appreciate you joining, man. Yep.
Yo, J. Rowe.
Oh, he just shot an air ball. No, don't do that, Kyrie.
How you doing?
He got Trigger Happy on there. Yeah, man. Hey, appreciate Jay Rose coming through, man, jumping in, man, and giving his opinion on that. Hey, anybody else, man, want to jump in? Just jump in and just hit us with a request to keep everything moving. Let's go ahead and jump into the All-Star game. Let's jump into the All-Star game. We got, who you got? LeBron.
They doing the reserves this Thursday.
This week, right? Okay. Yeah. So for the starters on the West, it's LeBron, Jokic, Kawhi,
front court,
and the back court is
Steph
and
Luka.
Now on the West, I felt like Dame should be back there instead of Luka. Dame and them got a better record. McCollum been down. Dame been having to hold more weight than Luka. Like, Luka got Porzingis back. You know what I mean? Porzingis, you know, he been slowly getting into his groove. You know, he just recently had a decent game not too long ago, but he went, like, his first 10 games went in, like, or his first couple of games went out.
Man, come on, man. My man's just third in the MVP vote, and he ain't even a starter you know what I'm saying?
Also, yeah, it got to be Dame, sense, bro. Like, Dame been doing this shit consistently. Like,
I don't know if it's the market he in or what, but for some years now, he been getting the short end of the stick.
Yeah, he been getting the short end of the stick, man. Dang, bro.
He been getting the short
end. We fucking with you, bro. We already know, bro. You basically.
But this is the same with Bradley Beal for the last three seasons. He been kind of getting the short end of the stick because he been balling, bro.
Balling, bro. Like, to me, it's between him and Curry, of course, and Devin Booker and shit like that, but I feel like just with what he has to carry and how he elevates his team so many times, he gets over the hump so many times, his fourth quarter play, his, you know what I mean, late minute play, like he hit buzzer beat, he be coming through, you know what I mean, like he be coming through, like he is a walking, but like just what he did the other day, bro, he hit three threes to win that game, like he just bang, 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 bang.
Think about this too.
From deep though, each three got deeper and deeper and deeper though.
it's only two players in NBA history that ended a playoff series on a buzzer beater.
Oh yeah,
more than once. Yeah, and it's him and it's Dame and Jordan. Them the only two that.
Yeah, Dame got more than once. Hey, he clutch. He is the clutch. Like I ain't gonna hold you, bro. He probably one of the most clutchest players we gonna ever see, bro.
He's for real, bro.
He the truth, bruh. Like, flat out. Dame is the real deal.
What's up with your boy Skip hating on him, though?
I don't know, man.
I think Skip
be on some trolling shit. Bro, you can't deny the greatness of certain these people that he be doing. Like, and his arguments, it's like, he be reaching for the arguments, but it's like, and he sometimes he makes some points, but it's just like, that point ain't gonna hold no weight to it, bruh.
He ain't gonna hold no weight to it.
Like, it's
too,
it's
he
so
his,
biased.
Yeah, he let his feelings get in the way. Cause he don't like him personally, or they had whatever they had, a little issue or whatever they had. Mm-hmm. He gonna hold that against him. It's almost like LeBron. Like, yo, he say so much about LeBron, it's ridiculous, bro. Like, hold on, man. Man, last year in the bubble, Dame Lillard had that 50-point game, right?
Right. He was going crazy in the bubble. They went almost under until they got to the playoffs.
He gave this dude like a C or a D in that 50-point game.
Ain't no fucking way, bro.
Because
it's when to go home for them. Like how you give him a C for a 50-point game and it's when to go home.
Guess why? He said because in the last minutes of the game, he ain't scoring. I think he.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
I think in the last three minutes,
it was CJ that was hot though.
At the end of the game,
CJ was hot. You give it to the high hand. They got the best backcourt in the league.
Only missed like four shots. He only missed like four or five shots that whole game. He scored 50 points that whole game.
Kawhi going off. He got 14 points, doing, 4-6 from the 3-point line.
Come on, man. You gave him a D?
Skip, man, know what he be doing.
That's an action. What your boy Shannon be saying? A virtuoso. he gave that man a C. Like, come on, man. You know this dude. You know that he was a virtuoso game.
Performances.
No, you can't say that. He had 50 points. He had 51 points. What more do you want from a guy?
Dame that nigga.
Come on, you tripping, man.
Hey, Dame, you the best point guard in the West, bro. Might be in the league, bro. I ain't gonna hold you, bro. Might be just a whole league for real, be honest with you. On the east side, we got...
Turn that logo, man. They ain't doing
this.
Oh. I'm
fine. On the east side...
He said turn it.
It's cup.
Oh.
I'm not. They might see it. Oh,
hey, Smoothie King, I fuck with y'all, bro. Heavy.
You see what happened with Cameron? That dude had a Pepsi deal. I could just have it.
another thing we got to get into.
What's the East? The East starters.
Oh, the East starters. East starters is going to be Bill.
Shout out to Bill, though. Yeah, shout out to Bill.
Front court Embiid. Who else they had? They had.
I can't even remember those.
Pull them up real quick.
Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant and Kyrie.
Kevin Durant, Kyrie. Embiid, Bill, and we missed one. Who was it?
Missing one?
Yeah. Embiid.
Yeah.
Kyrie.
KD.
Bill. Who the fifth one?
Damn,
I'm sorry,
I can't even
remember.
Is it Tatum somebody?
Gotta check
it. Oh, I guess that's. Put the Eastern Conference All-Star. That's your
Q-10. Oh, he looked at me, I was like, I'm supposed to know.
We missing somebody on the East, bro. We about to figure it out who that last starter on the East. But as far as on the East, I think the East got it right for the most part. Depending on who this last person is.
What y'all looking for?
The Eastern Conference starters.
The starters.
Bradley Beal.
We got Bradley. Four of them. We missing one.
Kyrie Irving,
KD.
KD,
Embiid.
Who was the other one?
Jason Tatum.
That's what
Jason
it is.
Tatum.
Oh, it's Giannis.
Oh, we forgot about him. Damn, my bad, Giannis. Dang. Yeah, Giannis. Yeah, they got that right. All across the board, they got that right. And Bill, Shout out to Bill, bro. He busting his ass. He going stupid, going crazy.
Yeah, he leading the league and scoring right now.
I got a question for the people on the show too, man. That's watching, that's streaming in, that's jumping in. My question of the week, since we talking about Bill, is do you think the Wizards, matter of fact, let me jump that back. Rewind. Question of the week is brought to you by Tev Designs. Totally exclusive designs. You feel me?
Designs.
Hit that promo code basketball for y'all 10% off. Y'all can see in the back, we got paintings. He got shoe designs, shoe repairs, arts, paintings, all that type of shit. He just got the clothing line, dope. Check him out. He do web logos. You got a design, you got a company, you got an LLC. You trying to create something, hit him up. He'll get you a nice little design. He dope with designs. Like, he actually been going crazy with the designs lately. Like, so check him out. Ted D on Instagram. Totally exclusive designs on the website. Got the website up. Remember, basketball promo code for your 10% off. And check that out. We, you know what I mean? Definitely check that out. Question of the week will be, like I said, do y'all think the Wizards will make a move with either Westbrook or Beal before the season is over with? What you think? I'm going to tell you what I feel.
I think there is.
They got to.
Yeah, I think there is.
To me, I feel like they got to go ahead and give something back for what they, you know what I mean? Get some draft picks.
I do, though.
Get some draft picks and just start it over.
I'm going to say this, though. Matter of fact, we can go from here to, because I'm about to run right into it.
Right.
The Blake Griffin and Drummond.
Yeah, right. Let's segue right into that. Yeah.
If the Wizards can find a way to get Drummond, there'd be a problem.
Wizards.
Drummond, yes. Okay. Drummond easily lead the league.
I got you on that.
Drummond will make he'll make a big impact easily. Because you got Westbrook, right?
That's what Dwight was supposed to do for them.
Ain't that great? So, but it would give him more comfort. You know what I mean? A more sense of comfort to shoot shots, to take them, even if he miss them.
Because Drummond
can get 15 rebounds every night if he wanted to. 14.
Drummond big ass,
I think he averaging something like 14 rebounds.
Drummond big ass can average 15 rebounds if he really wanted to. Man, that nigga can move some trees out the way,
that'll
bro.
He'll make a huge impact on the team. And I really think they should push for him. Now, I ain't going to say they'd be contenders and all of that, but
they can get themselves in the playoff
run. In the playoffs, they'll make a nice little playoff run.
They can get themselves in the playoff run. I feel that. What do you think Griffin going to go? And Buka, what did Buka say? He said something.
That was the question. Where is Blake Griffin?
Yeah, he said that, and he said something else.
What's the question?
But yeah, Griffin. I feel like.
Oh, he said LaMelo a killer.
Yeah, LaMelo a killer, bro. Stupid killer. Like we watching a little star in the making, bro. Like
he is
star in the making, bro. He gonna be nice. And we was just talking about this too. His brother been dogging lately too.
Yeah,
his brother been, he been averaging like 15 points, you know, 8-7 assists, though, some shit like that.
Before you even got here, me and Tevin was talking. Lonzo, he
coming into it.
He betted on himself. Because you know he turned down
that extension. Yeah, we talked about that last time.
Yeah, he turned down the extension. He betted on himself. That's why he playing so good. He ain't got no choice.
That's what I was saying, bro. He has no choice to play but good right now.
He turned that contract down, or that extension down. So he basically
he playing for a higher contract right now. Yeah.
But he going to Charlotte.
You think he'll go?
Yeah, he going over there with his brother.
My thing is with that though, like you got Rozier already.
They ain't worried about that.
They just gonna figure it out.
They gonna keep one of the two. They gonna keep. They probably gonna keep them all three for real. Graham. Rozier, or they could use them for more depth, or they could trade them off. Honestly, they could trade them off for
Graham. Is a
Graham's live
bullseye from out there, boy. He nice. Who?
Pick up J. Cole.
hey, shout out to J. Cole and them Dreamers. For real. Hey, he might fuck around and do it just to sell some tickets.
I can see him doing that.
If he really put his all into it, J. Cole can make a team. Bro.
Look,
if he got the opportunity, you know what I mean?
Like, if Michael Jordan can get out the way and just let the people in operation do what they do, I think they should be all right come 2-3 years. They should be able to flip the scene and start making the playoffs again. You
know, on a regular basis.
Hey, I'm a good one.
Hey, I love watching Charlotte, bro. I don't, bro. Charlotte, they is the funnest team to watch right now in the league, dog. I promise y'all, bro. They is live. Bridges, you got a motherfucking hoop coming every game. There's going to be a nasty dunk coming somewhere. So, shout out to Charlotte, man. I'm fucking with y'all, bro. I really like y'all swag right now. Griffin, I don't know where Griffin should go. To be honest with y'all, I think he should go to a contender for real to give him a shot. You know what I mean? He getting older. You know, he pretty much at the end of his career.
Man, go to Golden State, bro.
So, yeah, I feel like he needs to go somewhere like that.
Go to Golden State.
That'd be a good rule for him. They'd play him, too.
Yeah, they would.
Because they need to play him. So,
the Clippers, he probably could fit good with the Clippers.
Golden State.
Golden State. Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah, they could use him. Somebody, I mean, and
the Heat
can probably
can use him.
They can use
him. Because that'll open up Bam some more.
Because he got a better jump shot now. So it's like he can stretch the floor for you now. Like at first, early in his career, he was dunk monster. You know what I mean?
He's shooting threes now.
He be knocking them down. So, Griffin, I know he's going to go somewhere, but we were speaking about Drummond and Griffin because the Cleveland Cavaliers said that they wasn't going to sit, or they was going to sit Drummond until they get, you know, a trade for him or buy him out. And same thing for Griffin. Boy went off this week about that too. Draymond. What you feel about that, what he said? It's about, you know, the corporation. He said basically the heads of the teams, you know, the execs.
It's true. Yeah, true.
You know, they can trade a motherfucker without calling them saying nothing, but when a player wanna, you know, request a trade, you know, they always shun the player and the media go down on them and everything like that. He gotta be hella professional and everything like that. And he's like, he said something that was really a quotable. He said, it's always come down to like, y'all say that the player can't get it right, but what about team can't
I think like what the point that I think he was trying to make is that it's just the reaction. It's the reaction from like the media and the perception of it all.
The media be fucking up the whole trade shit.
What I feel like he basically saying is that okay, it's okay for them to not get the feedback. That's what it is. It's not that he's saying that okay, the owners or the team could put you up for the trade and it's an issue,
right?
And when the players be like, yo, request a trade, it's the reaction that the media get, that the fans are getting. That's the what he's talking about.
I don't think because
okay, look at James Harden's situation,
right?
Nobody gonna question whether it was sloppy. You know what I'm saying? Because it was sloppy, don't get me wrong, it was sloppy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Doing all that shit. It was sloppy. But at the same time, you know, you did have people downplaying it, talking bad on it. But when the franchise choose to be like, yo, we about to, you know what I mean? We are, or some, in some cases, they don't even make the players aware of it. They just happen to get traded. Like, and
they be finding out all types of ways.
The player's supposed to be okay with that. That's the problem. Like, the player's supposed to sit back and be okay with that.
See, in my case, I understand where you're coming from because you got a family. And then you gotta uproot your family.
Yeah, change schools and all that good shit. That, yeah.
Like, you really start, like, they gotta start giving people heads up. Like, giving them some type of heads up. I know if a deal come across the table and you gotta take it, you gotta take it. But at the same time,
that's the business of it.
Call a motherfucker up and just be like, just give them the decency of respect to just be like, yo, this happened, this came across the table, we had to take it. We could not take it. This is a business, so understandable. I would respect that if I was in that situation. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you call me immediately after you did it. Like, you ain't let me have the media tell me or somebody from the street tell me. You call me immediately after you did it. I can respect that because you probably had an opportunity to make a deal that was going to be probably beneficial for the team or the owners as a whole through longevity or short term, whatever their game plan is.
Right.
You know what I mean? They had to make a move for the best interest of them. Now, at the same time, when a player try to make the best interest or try to make a decision for the best interest of him, respect that shit. At least he coming to y'all and telling y'all that, because 9 times out of 10, usually that's what happens. The player comes to the owner or whoever they need to talk to and they say, like, look, yeah, I need you to request a trade. Like, I wanted to get up out of here. And then they break it down to him. That's them giving the team and the owners respect enough to say, hey, I want to get up out. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that shit come back tenfold. Like, you know what I mean? It's vice versa. Just give me the common courtesy to just let me know, like, you might be on the trading block, or we might think about trading you for this, this, and that. Or if not, if the deal come up on the table right away, call me up and let me know. Hey,
what's the comment say?
Oh.
So I'm like,
was advocate, though.
Okay.
Owner ain't gonna do that.
Hell nah.
Cause it's business. You know what I mean? It's just business.
They only looking at it as business. So, they ain't looking at it from the heart, think, like what think, they gotta do to honestly, get to that point.
Honestly, right? I don't think it's
that's all they think.
I don't
about
think it should be a problem either way. If a player if a player wanna request a trade, they should do so, which they do. If the owner want to trade, they should do so, which they do. It's just how things get perceived.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So a player, it's a problem. They toxic, just like what Draymond was saying. They become toxic when they do. But when a franchise do it, it's not the same. You ain't get the same kind of feedback. That's the point he's made. I don't think it's about whether or not they request a trade or they trade it. That's our business.
It's just get on that. Is that the team or the owner's fault, or is that the media?
That's the media. It's the media and the fans. I think it's the media. It's the media and the fans.
Definitely the media.
But what I can say is just like what Chris Broussard said. The owners.
This game good, y'all. 44,
the owners, 40. they do dictate the narrative.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, because we the franchise and we are the team. You know what I mean? They made it to where they created a narrative to where the players is wrong if they do request a trade. That's the problem. They created that narrative.
Now, the counter to that, though, is, you know what I don't think these owners like either? These players having their own podcast now. Because with their own podcast and their own shows, they get to create their own narrative now.
Mm-hmm.
So they ain't got to depend on the media. They is the media, their own media now. So. Yeah. A lot of players need to just, you know what I mean, start just grafting onto that. Create your own shit. Create your own narratives. Don't leave it up to the media to make the story for you.
Or jump on each other's.
Okay. And so if you leave it up to the media to make their decision, then, I mean, they gonna take you up on a cross opinion. You feel me? That's what they gonna do. That's just what it is. You know what I mean, that's how the media do what they do. And then they expect you to be hella respectable on top of it. You know what I mean? So... It's definitely a catch-22 with that shit. That shit is what it is. You know what I mean? You gotta take the good with the bad with that. Y'all playing with millions, so that's what's gonna happen when you play with millions. Shit, billions when you think about it, when it add up. Next topic we got, we only got a few more topics. We wanna shout out the player of the week. Another player of the week was for me. It was Anthony Edwards. That motherfucking dunk was so fucking nasty. Oh my gosh. Y'all can check that on the IG, bro. I definitely had to post that shit. That shit was bananas, boy. Stupid bananas.
Yeah,
that was player of the week, bro. Hands down. That man rose so high. His head was at the rim type shit. It was crazy. And he been playing. He been dogging good, man. Shout out to him, too. Anthony Edwards, bro. I'm seeing you over there, bro. You doing your thing down there with Big Cat, bro.
That's
D-Wade.
That's D-Wade 2.0.
Yeah, like, I see you, bro. You doing your thing, man. Keep it going, man. You know what I mean?
He played just like D-Wade.
Keep doing your thing. You're dogging, bro. I see you. Notable game mentions for this week was Murray. He had a 50-point game finally after the coach, you know, kind of pretty much called his ass out.
The special thing with that, though, he scored 50 points without taking a free throw.
He ain't take a free throw the whole game?
Not one free throw.
That's crazy.
50 points without one free throw.
That's crazy.
That's impressive.
That's it. He said that's impressive.
It is. That's the only word I can say for it, bro.
He said that's impressive.
That's outstanding, for real. Think about it. 50 points without a free throw?
Yeah, because you but like 50 points, you think your person get at least 10 free throw shots off of 50 points.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean?
You getting at least 10.
You ain't got one.
He ain't got one. That's
and he
crazy.
Only missed like, I think he only missed like 4 shots.
Oh my God.
He was like 21 for like 20. He was like 21 for like 24.
Jesus.
Yeah, he was tripping.
Hey, this man Kyrie put on the show today, boy.
Not to mention he got his 50th point on a dunk. On a nasty dunk too, though, straight down the lane.
Hey, I think Murray definitely got to step it up on a more consistent basis for Denver to get the game up.
Yeah.
He got to pull that bubble Murray out. He got to keep it on a consistent basis. He got to drop at least 25 a game, man. He should be up there at least 24. He can drop. You see how much he was dropping.
Even if he's doing 23 with what? Because I don't even think he's averaging 20 right now.
Yeah, he got to get up to 20, 23, man. He got to get up to 23, 24 for Denver to be a problem. 20.
Yeah, he got
to
be
23. He got to step it up because he's capable.
Yeah, he can do it.
He's capable. So if you're capable, it ain't no excuse, bro. He got to do it. He did it. So if you show me what you did in a bubble like that and you did it for a consistent basis throughout the bubble, your ass can do that shit consistently throughout the season. Whatever you're going through, I understand that. You know what I mean? But at the same time, on that court, that's what you're going to have to bring for your team to come up, bro. Because they looking sorry out there right now. They shouldn't be where they at in the standings right now. So, you know what I mean? Shout out to Denver. Hope y'all get that shit out. Jokic's been balling like crazy. Putting up numbers crazy.
Oh, damn. And we going to finish this one. I'll ask that next time.
Then we got... Player of the week. Player of the week this week was Devin Booker. He averaged 32-5-5. We out.
Shout out your daughter. She said hi, Dad.
Shout out my daughter. Who is that? Kamora? Yeah, shout out my daughter, man. My baby called me. My love, Honey Bee. What's up, Honey Bee? What's up, baby? Devin Booker had a good week. They 4-0. Suns is balling. What you think about the Suns and Chris Paul now?
Man, Chris Paul is special, bro. Yeah. I don't think he get enough credit,
man. Hell nah, man.
After last year, bro, I put him up a couple more notches because going into the season, man, who thought the Thunder? Who thought about the Thunder? Yeah. They ain't think the Thunder. Nobody. They was actually like
before the season, I was thinking like they gonna be like 7-8. Yeah, you know what I mean? You counted them out.
They was 4th or 5th in the league.
They was balling.
And they had a good playoff run.
Hey, Chris Paul stock.
7, bro.
You getting older, bro, but you getting better like fine wine, bro. Like you like the way you playing he's impactful.
Yeah, he is.
You see what I'm saying? He ain't putting up garbage stats. Like he ain't putting up empty stats?
Empty calories.
Yeah, empty calories. Yeah. He ain't putting up empty calories. His shit has points.
They matter.
Yeah, they matter. Every bucket he scored, it be seeming
but that's because he one of them kind of players.
Yeah,
though,
and then I put his stock up when I seen him with the Rockets because I keep telling people getting this shit.
Chris Paul, bro, they
carried them every playoff series to close out each game before he got hurt. Listen. It was Chris Paul. It was not James Harden. Go back and watch the tape.
I'm gonna just be 100. You know what I mean? And I like Golden State. That's kind of my squad, to be honest with you. But they...
Shout out to Golden State.
They would have lost. They would have lost had Chris Paul not got hurt that year.
He didn't get hurt, bro. Chris Paul was on another level that year, bro.
Yeah, they would have lost.
Two first series, bro. I watched Chris Paul literally close those series out basically by himself.
Yeah,
they basically went ISO Joe up top of the key. Chris Paul bring it home for us.
Chris Paul.
He brung it home for him both series.
Chris Paul, winner. He just a winner.
He a winner, bro.
If he got.
This man went to Kobe and them, bro, when they vetoed that trade. That is crazy to me, bro. That's crazy to me, bro. Imagine how much Kobe would have won 3 more, bro. That's crazy, bro.
I don't even want to talk.
Anyway, that's the fucked up shit. I didn't like that. That's the only thing I didn't like about the NBA. They blocked that fucking trade, bro. Another thing, we already pretty much talked about so we pretty much run down everything for this week. You know what I mean? It's another week. Going to be back to y'all next week. For the most part, you know what I mean? It was a good week, man. Nice love. Everybody jumping in. Next week, come back again, man. We gonna do it again. Make sure y'all try to join in the show, man. Put y'all questions up. We gonna put y'all on the show.
We gonna have more fan interactions.
Yeah, more fan interactions. We gonna bring in some more guests and shit like that for y'all. Like, we got some shit in the works, man. We fucking with y'all. Oh, camera going dead. Check out the YouTube series.
Squeeze it
on YouTube, bro. It's KC's Gaming. I got something going to fix up. We're going to separate the two.
Mace Willie.
Just be, you know what I mean, just basketball.
Mace Willie going to follow the Instagrams. KC's Basketball Jones.
Ted
B. Willie's Ted D. We out here.
Check us out. You already know what it is. What else you got?
We got merch coming, too.
Yeah, all that shit. Y'all just stay tuned, bro. We working, man. We working. He's working like a turtle. This man's my job, man. All his life, life and love, man. Y'all know what it is, man. And we fought forever, y'all. I get it, man. I appreciate y'all jumping in.